Welcome to another National Provisioner podcast. National Provisioner Processor of the Year, Link Snacks, makers of Jack Link's beef jerky, recently completed strategic acquisitions of European brands, providing the company with an opportunity to grow its presence overseas. National Provisioner Editor-in-Chief Andy Hanasek sat down with Brian Patera, Chief Operating Officer for Link Snacks, to discuss the company's growing brand portfolio.
Hi there, listeners, and thanks for joining me again for this podcast. Today I'm sitting down with Jack Link's COO, Brian Patera, and he's going to talk to me for a minute or two about the recent acquisition in Europe that Jack Link's has made and how it relates to the company, the brand, and it's perfect timing, honestly, Brian, for winning the Processor of the Year award, because it's just another piece of the puzzle as to why Jack Link's deserves this award. So thanks for joining me and answering some of these questions.
Thanks for having me today.
So the first obvious overall question is, tell me about the acquisition. It's the Unilever meat snacks business, correct? And tell me, you know, how it kind of relates to the business overall, especially given the growth of Jack Link's in the last year and a half.
Yeah, this was an opportunity for Jack Link's to really continue to grow our presence in Europe. We have been selling beef jerky and meat snacks since 2001 in Europe, and having a great traction in terms of double-digit growth over the years. But this was really an opportunity to take two really well-known brands in Europe and in both Germany and the UK, Beefy and Pepperoni, and continue to drive our global presence by combining great meat snack products together to the consumers out there in Europe.
So how will those brands relate to the Jack Link's brand? Will there be a connection, or is this just kind of a bolt-on of two new brands and operational facilities and a company, you know, structure that's already over there?
Yeah, it does two things for us. It does give us capacity over in Europe because the plant does have continued opportunity to expand there based on the location in Ansbach, Germany. But this is just continues to add to our brand portfolio. You know, we have the Jack Link's beef jerky. We have the Sasquatch sticks. We have Matador. We have Old Kitchen or Old World Kitchen. We have now Beefy, Pepperami, and Kraza. So we continue to, you know, just grow our brand portfolio of products that allow us to hit different consumers around the world. And if you think about it, the Europeans have been eating sausage for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And for us to break in and try to re-educate them on a sausage that we like is probably, you know, not going to happen in, you know, the next 50 years. Yeah. But really buying into a product that they're already familiar with and then trying to drive differentiation and new brands from that is a great base.
So just from your perspective, and you know, I don't know how much experience you have with that particular product, those brands and that product, but is there a significant difference? You know, you mentioned just a second ago about introducing Europeans to, they've been eating sausage forever and things like that. Is there a significant difference in the product between, say, the Jack Link's typical product portfolio for the brand itself and the portfolio for those brands and the products in those brands?
Yeah, just a little different. They ferment their meat versus smoking their meat, so just a little different end process, which gives a different texture to the product.
Okay.
And a little different taste, and it's that different taste that the Europeans really like. And plus, these brands have been around for, I think, over 50 years, and so it's already a pretty well-established brand over in Europe.
Perfect. So in the grand global scheme of things, what does this kind of say about Jack Link's to the global meat snacks industry or the global meat processing industry in general? Is this a shockwave of sorts, or is it a little more of a, hey, here's a cool thing that just happened? You know, give me some scale, some perspective as to what you guys think this says about Jack Link's globally.
Yeah, this was a very strategic play to allow us to have manufacturing assets in Europe so that we can continue to grow in EMEA, which is Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. And it's, you know, as we continue to grow globally, you know, we've got sites for Asia and continuing growth into South America. So this allows us to take the first step, and we'll continue to grow as we offer great meat snacks around the world.
Perfect. Brian, congratulations again on Processor Year. Congratulations on this acquisition, and thanks again for your time talking about the news of the day, I guess, as it were.
Well, thanks for the recognition. It's been a lot of hard work from a lot of people over the years to get us to this award, and we appreciate your recognition of it.
Thanks so much, Brian.